Good afternoon. Rain will continue to overspread interior New York and New England from south to north, and the rain will be steady and at times heavy through the afternoon as a warm front approaches from the south. Temperatures will stall out and mainly stay in the 60s. There is a chance that some places across northeastern New York and parts of Vermont could get into the lower to mid 70s before the clouds thicken and showers begin there a little bit later in the afternoon. But the thinking is that by the end of the day, everyone will have a pretty good rain going on and maybe even a couple of thunderstorms. With the front overhead tonight, the rain will continue, again periods of heavy rain possible and a couple of rumbles of thunder, otherwise areas of fog, with temperatures dropping back into the upper 50s to around 60. The front will clear through to our north during the day tomorrow, and a new cool front will approach from the west. This will keep clouds in place and introduce another chance of showers and thunderstorms into the forecast through the afternoon. High temperatures on Tuesday will be in the lower 70s. As this system clears through, we'll still have some upper-level energy left over during the day on Wednesday. Also, some moisture to produce a few scattered showers, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like we may have some leftover energy lingering into Thursday and Friday. This could produce one or two showers, but right now we'll call it dry in the official forecast with a mix of sun and clouds and highs creeping up into the middle 70s for the end of the week. Over the weekend, more in the way of sunshine on Saturday in the mid 70s and a mix of sun and clouds, dry weather for the second half of the weekend, upper 70s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another round of showers and thunderstorms is in store for the entire East Coast through tomorrow morning. An upper-level trough is continuing to head eastward toward the coast. Along with it, a cool front at its surface, currently in the Mississippi River Valley, will make its approach by this evening. Deep moisture from the Gulf of Mexico along with unstable air will enhance conditions favorable for widespread coverage of thunderstorms through the eastern part of the country. With the expected heavy rainfall on top of what the same region picked up from Tropical Storm Andrea, flood watches have been issued for most of the mid-Atlantic region northward into New England. Meanwhile, an upper-level ridge will settle in across the central plains and parts of central and western Texas. Temperatures could reach the century mark for these regions as the upper ridge stays in place through Wednesday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 125 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at West Yellowstone, Montana, Snake River, Wyoming, Bailey, Colorado, and Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain, heavy at times, possibly a thunderstorm in the upper 60s, Boston, increasing clouds with showers developing later in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature today in Albany, 77 degrees, the average low, 55, the record high, 96, set in 2008, and the record low, 36, in 1975. Sunrise this morning, 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m. 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing and thickening clouds with showers developing from south to north through the afternoon, highs in the lower to mid 70s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain, heavy at times, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs right around 70. More rain, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, heavy at times, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain, perhaps heavy at times, maybe a rumble of thunder with highs in the 60s. More rain, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight. The rain could be heavy at times, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain this afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm. The rain could be heavy at times with highs staying in the 60s. More rain, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight. The rain could be heavy at times. Also, areas of fog with lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with rain this afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm, with high temperatures staying in the 60s. More rain, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight. The rain could be heavy at times. Also, areas of fog with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy. More showers and thunderstorms likely in the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds with a shower still possible Wednesday in the lower 70s. Partly sunny Thursday and Friday, mid-70s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s on Saturday. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.